Throughout history, cultures worldwide invested enormous energy in a single psychological task, transforming boys into men. Ancient cave paintings from France to Australia document elaborate initiation rites where adolescent boys symbolically died to childhood before emerging as men. These weren't quaint traditions, but essential psychological technologies addressing a fundamental challenge. The human male doesn't automatically mature. Without deliberate intervention, boys simply become older boys. Today, we've abandoned these ancient practices while the need remains unchanged. Modern men drift through life governed by boyhood blueprints, never accessing the deeper masculine energies that create stability, wisdom, and generative power. The evidence surrounds us. Leaders throwing tantrums like toddlers, men unable to commit or connect, and a pervasive sense that something essential has been lost. What if the crisis facing modern men isn't about changing social roles or toxic masculinity, but about never completing the journey from boy to man? Drawing from Jungian psychology and cross-cultural mythology, a profound framework emerges, four archetypal energies that, when properly accessed, transform fragmented boys into integrated men. Men remain psychologically stuck because they never learned mature masculine structures. Each archetypal energy has three parts: the mature archetype at the apex and two dysfunctional shadow poles at the base. Boys swing between these shadow extremes until proper development integrates them. The divine child, appearing in myths as miraculous infants like Moses or Buddha, brings harmony and creative potential. Its shadow manifests as the high chair tyrant, demanding the universe serve his needs, or the weakling prince, manipulating through helplessness. The precocious child embodies intellectual curiosity, but shadows into the know-it-all trickster, weaponizing knowledge to intimidate, or the dummy, feigning incompetence while harboring resentment. The Oedipal child connects us to passion, yet becomes either the mama's boy, seeking the eternal goddess in mortal women, or the dreamer, lost in fantasy, accomplishing nothing. Most dangerous is the hero, the peak of boy psychology. Every culture celebrates his courage, yet this energy must die for manhood to emerge. The hero believes in his invulnerability and measures worth through conquest. His shadow poles, the grandstander bully and the coward, explain why men oscillate between aggressive posturing and paralyzed fear. Hero energy serves adolescence brilliantly, but becomes toxic in adulthood. The king archetype forms the foundation of mature masculine energy, the calm center that brings order to chaos and blessing to those within its realm. King energy manifests when you ensure your family prospers, encourage others' success, or bring clarity to chaotic meetings. It's the father who attends his child's recital with genuine delight, seeing others not as threats, but as subjects to develop. Most men experience only the king's shadow poles. The tyrant exploits others ruthlessly, attacking beauty and innocence because he lacks inner structure. The father who verbally assaults his children's dreams, the boss who crushes employees' initiatives. Behind every tyrant lurks the weakling, the hidden sense of worthlessness that drives the hunger for adoration and triggers explosive rage when challenged. The key to accessing true king energy lies in proper relationship with it. Your ego cannot be the king. That creates tyranny or collapse. Instead, become a steward, serving a transpersonal purpose larger than personal gain. The mature man's ego orbits the king energy like a planet around the sun, close enough to receive its light and warmth, but maintaining sufficient distance to avoid being consumed. We've grown uncomfortable with warrior energy, associating it with violence. Yet suppressing this archetype doesn't eliminate it. The energy erupts destructively when repressed. The mature warrior isn't primarily about combat, but about disciplined action, serving something greater than himself. The warrior knows his purpose and moves toward it with clarity and determination. Unlike the hero who believes himself invincible, the warrior realistically assesses his capabilities and limitations. He trains rigorously, thinks strategically, and acts decisively. Most importantly, he lives with full awareness of his mortality, which paradoxically makes him more alive. When you know death walks beside you, petty concerns evaporate. This archetype embodies transpersonal commitment, serving a cause larger than personal survival. This commitment organizes his entire psyche, providing direction and eliminating scattered energy. Think of the surgeon calm during crisis, or the activist persevering despite overwhelming opposition. The warrior's shadow appears as the sadist, attacking with criticism and coldness, or the masochist, the pushover who cannot defend boundaries. Men caught in the shadow oscillate between aggressive domination and passive victimhood. Properly accessed, the warrior makes you energetic, decisive, courageous, and loyal, not to your ego's desires, but to something worth serving. The magician connects us to ancient shamans, representing the knower of hidden realities and master of transformation. From Merlin guiding Arthur to Obi-Wan initiating Luke, this archetype appears across cultures as the wise guide who sees beneath surface appearances. Ancient magicians possessed exclusive knowledge, astronomical cycles, medicinal herbs, psychological dynamics, spiritual connections. Today's scientists and engineers embody the magician's materialistic aspect, mastering hidden systems, yet we've lost the spiritual dimension, the initiation processes that transformed knowledge into wisdom. The magician governs the observing ego, that consciousness watching without being swept by emotion. This detached awareness regulates overwhelming feelings and archetypal energies, channeling powerful forces beneficially. The shadow magician appears as the manipulator who withholds crucial information to maintain power, the professor crushing students' enthusiasm, the specialist deliberately obscuring simple truths. His opposite pole, the innocent one, wants magical status without responsibility, learning just enough to derail others while denying power motives. Accessing mature magician energy brings clarity, insight, and technical mastery. Combined with the king's order, the warrior's action, and the lover's connection, it becomes transformative wisdom rather than manipulative cleverness. The lover embodies primal life force, passion, sensuality, and deep connection to existence. Ancient cultures recognize this through phallic symbols, representing divine vitality, where spirit enters flesh. This archetype embraces healthy, sensuous pleasure without shame. The lover feels compassionately connected to everything, perceiving reality's holographic nature, where each part reflects the whole. His aesthetic consciousness detects subtle nuances others miss. The lover's connectedness is passionate rather than intellectual. He wants to touch and be touched physically and emotionally, recognizing no boundaries in experiencing life's fullness. This energy generates both romance and spirituality, the intuition of ultimate oneness, and the longing to experience it daily. Religious traditions have struggled with lover energy, teaching that sensuous pleasures should be avoided. Yet the lover returned through mysticism and devotional practices. The shadow lover appears as the addict, trapped in sensual experiences, the Don Juan moving compulsively from woman to woman, or the workaholic addicted to achievement's temporary high. The opposite pole is the impotent lover, experiencing life flatly, sterile and depressed, unable to feel connection or meaning. Without lover energy, life becomes a gray wasteland. The path from boyhood to manhood requires conscious effort. Begin with ruthless self-appraisal, not whether shadow aspects appear, but how they manifest. Humility means knowing your limitations and seeking help. Active imagination dialogue offers a powerful approach. Write conversations between your conscious ego and troublesome inner aspects. A man struggling with self-sabotage dialogued with his inner trickster, discovering it wanted recognition for neglected parts of himself. Once honored, the destructive energy transformed into an ally. Invocation provides another pathway. Find images embodying energies you need to develop. Visualize and consciously merge your awareness with these energies while maintaining ego distinction. Study biographies of men demonstrating strengths where you feel weak. Finally, act as if. Adopt desired behaviors first and feelings follow. To access lover energy, force yourself to observe a sunset's beauty until genuine appreciation develops. To access warrior energy, take action through exercise or tackling neglected tasks. Ancient cultures understood what we've forgotten. Boys don't automatically become men. Without deliberate transformation, we get patriarchy as puerarchy, the rule of boys in grown bodies. By reconnecting with the king's order, the warrior's discipline, the magician's wisdom, and the lover's passion, men can discover personal wholeness and heal a world desperately needing mature leadership.